Leland Street.
Yes.
Okay, what I'd like to ask you is, can you remember your grandparents?
Oh, my father's side.
On your father's side? Are they living today, or are they dead?
They're both dead.
They're both dead now. What did he do for a living back in his day?
He was a farmer. He owned his own farm. It's right at the under. It's about a. It's not even a half a mile from here.
Well.
Yeah, the Moore's farm.
Can you remember going out to his farm?
I lived on.
You lived on his farm.
I was raised on.
So was I. I bet you learned to work on the farm, right?
Yeah, I did a little bit of everything. Picking cotton, to hoeing, drag the land, you know.
Right.
And he had his own. My granddaddy was a self-made man. What I mean by that, he had his own farm, his own equipment. You know.
Wonderful.
In fact, the railroad, the Southern Railroad,
right.
He sold them the right-of-way, starting about, like I say, about 3/4 of a mile from here. And on the path and going on past the shopping center.
But he had to work hard to get that farm, right? You know?
I don't know. All I know is my father said that they lived in Anderson County. And they lived in Anderson. And they bought this farm up here, and they walked from Anderson up here. And the mule brought the furniture and stuff. But they walked all the way from Anderson to here, and they sold that right at the underpass by the Red Diamond. And this was over 100 years ago, because my aunt's still living, and she's about 70-something, maybe more. And she remembered when she said she was just barely walking when the railroad came. But my father worked on the railroad from the time he was 17 until he died in 1966.
That was a long time, wasn't
it? Was a cook for the Southern Railroad.
I think that railroad gave a lot of people work, didn't they?
Yes.
Alice, can you remember anything your grandfather said or your parents said about when they went to school, what it was like? Or?
Yeah, well, I know they had the small schoolhouse. And I remember the Seneca Junior College over here.
Right.
We used to walk right through here and go to school. I went to school in the third grade. I think they had it from third to sixth after the college folded. Then they started having regular schooling. I think we started from the third to the sixth grade, because I remember going to school at the old Seneca Junior College.
I wonder why it folded. Do you have any idea?
I think with the Depression came. I think life of management, I suppose.
Probably made money.
Yeah. Not like everything else, folks.
Right, right. Did you go to segregated schools? Or
yes.
You went to segregated
schools? I went to segregated schools in the grade in the 60s. I finished school in 58.
Do you see a lot of difference between the white schools and your schools?
Did I see a lot of difference?
Yeah. What difference really do you feel like? Just the white schools?
Only in the learning. But for the old things, I felt like we had and the black schools had more to offer. We had more activities. And they did more things than I see going on in the white schools today.
Mm-hmm.
The integrated schools, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anybody in your family talking about slavery at all?
Yeah. I need to take you out to Miss Elsie's house. Because my husband's grandmama was in slavery.
Is that right?
She lived to be 100. They don't remember how old she was, but they say she was about 109 when she died.
Okay.
I think she was older than that, because she had a daughter about 9 years older.
Yeah.
And I remember her telling, she used to talk about the war. And she used to talk about how the horses and things, and how she saw her sister being sold in slavery.
Oh.
And she was to be sold with the war came. And James' mama was a midwife. She delivered babies. In fact, I have a picture of her around here somewhere. Scrapbook.
Must be a terrible family, wouldn't it?
I suppose so. Like I said, we never experienced no. I never had a chance to experience what it was like to be told to segregate because they had grown up at. And everybody got along around in this area here. And I grew up, because I grew up with, I believe those people was meddlings. This man stayed back with us. He was a white man. He had 5 or 6 girls, and it was 4 of us. And Mr. Johnny Moore, the newspaper man, he always stayed down the front out here from us. And we had our own farm there. Just half of us on this side, the other half on the other side of the railroad. In fact, where they put the Hawk missile site of my granddad's past.
Well.
About so many acres of it, not all of it. But to be just what I've heard about slavery. Like I said, I didn't know that people, until I went to Virginia. I got married, my husband was in the Army, and I went to Virginia in 1959, I believe. Maybe first part of 60, June 59, something like that. Anyway, it was during the integration of Martin Luther King came in and marched there. I didn't know what they was talking about, integration, and I asked this lady, I said, what you mean, integration? What are y'all fighting about? And she got mad because she thought I was making fun of them.
Right.
And I explained to them that we, as white and blacks, always got along in this area that I grew up in. Because we'd be walking from school, this lady was Miss Brown. I was told that that was Rochester, the big Rochester man's grandmother, but I was told. But we always called her Grandmama Brown, and she was white. And we would, when it was raining or something, we'd walk down the railroad track. We went to her house. We went in the front door. We didn't go in the back.
Right.
And we was giving cookies and stuff and treated like human beings.
That's how I sort of feel. I talk to people. I think the area around Pendleton and around here isn't really normal in some ways. You know, they had things better than a lot of other places.
Yeah. I have always said that we had the best. Just better places right around here.
So.
People always, to me, have always gotten along. Even when they integrated, I was in Virginia, and they was looking at television when they integrated Governor Wallace State, whatever that big university was. I was telling them, well, we won't have no trouble in South Carolina. So I suppose we always got along. And when I saw them integrate Clemson, not one incident, it made me feel proud.
I'll say.
Not one is nothing. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting looking at TV in Petersburg then.
Can you remember any of your older relatives? Was saying anything about what they did when they were kids or how they celebrated and what their churches were like or anything like that? Or
you mean how they have service?
Yeah, what they did.
Well, I know
any unusual stories that I could tell.
Only thing I know is that my grandfather in Mountain Spring Baptist Church, about 6 miles on the other side of Warhol, this is on my mother's side, he was a Watson, Joe Watson. And they founded this church up there, Mountain Spring Baptist Church, which is still standing today, and organizing everything. And I remember my grandmother, the house was down below the church, and how we would go up there and pull off our shoes and go to church.
Right.
And this preacher would pick us up to go to revival meeting on the back of a big truck.
Well.
And we'd ride off up there. I feel like I had a pretty good normal life. And then immigration come and all that, something that never should have been always to me. And I would tell people that I would always live in the. I've heard a lot of tales about things, because when I would tell them I grew up on a farm, then they would ask me about Mr. Charlie and Miss Ann. You know, that's what they call the people that they work for. And I would ask them, well, who is that? And they'd tell me, well, you didn't grow up on a farm. I said, yes, I did, but I don't know nobody. I didn't have nobody named Mr. Charlie. But this was, this way they grew up. My husband might talk more. But I could take you out to his mother's house, Mr. Ben, because he's been kind of sick. No.
I'll probably.
This is skipping off.
Would you have time to be able to do it?
Yeah, I could stop you at my aunt's house too, then they might could help you out. Okay, I'll get Joe Gibbon. He's 84, Mark Flower. If you got time.
Yes, thank you.
I'll have to be back about 4 o'clock anyway. Because it's not too much, you know.
Oh, what you were saying, I'm not talking to.
Ma'am.
Your name, please?
Elsie Henderson.
Elsie Henderson, right. Yep.
Elsie Brown.
What's your address here?
My address? 206 Washington.
206 Washington Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Elsie, I wanted to, we're trying to get information about the Black history. Because for 8 months longer, it's all going to be down the drain. Nobody's going to know about it, right?
I know. I guess Ben could tell more about it.
So what I'd like to know is, we'll start out with your schooling. Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at it's below Oakway, you know, down in there. With South Union down in there. That's where I went to school.
Did you have to walk to school?
Yes, ma'am.
But how far was it?
Oh, about 3 miles where I had to walk to school. Mm-hmm.
Probably sometimes it was fun and sometimes it wasn't.
That's right, because there'd be, always be a crowd of children, you know.
A lot of people are going.
You'd have fun up and down the road.
Right. What were your teachers like? Did you like your teachers?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I liked the teachers. One of them was a man teacher, and when I left fourth grade, you see, and then I went on up to the man teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But then from the first up to the third and fourth was in the ladies' room.
The ladies' teachers.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything exciting that happened at school, around usual?
No, nothing exciting. We like having fun. We get an hour for lunch, you know, and we play baseball and things like that.
Boy, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where we had a lot of fun. Playing baseball and getting back in there.
I was wondering, when you were a child, did you ever go to camp meetings?
Yes. Well, I went to camp meeting. I didn't go to camp meeting until after I was married.
Until you're older?
Yes, ma'am, older.
Maybe you wanted to go when you were younger, or did you? Did you want to go when you were younger?
I don't know if they had any camp meeting like that.
Know about
mm-hmm. You know, broad like before I was. Old enough. We went to camp meeting after I was married, you know. We used to be down here at Old Bethel Grove.
Right.
Church. We had a lot of fun there, and we had a good meeting there, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Probably brought in preachers from other places.
Ma'am.
They probably had more ministers. They brought ministers in from other places.
Oh, yeah, there's preachers from different places, you know. Mm-hmm. We have sermon in the morning, sermon in the evening. People go up testifying, and oh, they had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And had selling food, you know, there on the ground. In a way, you get hungry there, you know.
A lot of good food.
That's right.
Did they sing a lot?
Ma'am.
Did you have singing?
Yes, ma'am. They sang. Preach.
Did you ever hear singing conventions?
Yes, I belonged to one when I was coming up. Singing convention. I went to several.
How often would they meet? Do they meet several times a year or once a month? Or?
They have their convention long in July, you know, every year. Spain convention. And sometime it'd be in Spain a year they have conventions. Different churches, you know. I belonged to the choir when they had it. Then, you know.
When they had the singing conventions, did they have any sermons with it, or was it just all singing?
No, they didn't have no sermons in there. They just had different churches, you know, and their choirs sang, you know.
Oh, I see. It'd be several people come from other churches.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Different ones.
Did you ever hear of a hot supper?
No, I don't believe I have.
They asked me to ask that, and some people said they had
hot supper.
Been to hot supper where they go to people's houses and dance and things like that.
I don't remember that. My mother used to give, she was president of WMA and different people, you know, would give a sometimes they have what they call fish supper, you know, for the WMA to make money for the WMA. Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a missionary group, was it?
Yes.
Right.
She was the president for about 30 years. I used to work in there. When we got a good size good, we worked in the WMA. I was one of the usher girls.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, she was the president.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have conventions of the WMA, you know?
Right.
And they go from churches to churches. I know I was a delegate and they sent us all the way to Liberty, South Carolina, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to read a paper.
Right.
And at the end of my paper, you know, I had a song. I had to sing that song.
Can you sing it now?
No. Because y'all wouldn't know all the words.
Can you sing part of it?
No, I wouldn't.
What was your favorite song?
Oh, I didn't have a favorite then.
I sang
whatever they, you know, would have on the paper for you to sing, if you knowed it all. And then somebody else around would join you and help you carry it on out.
Did you sing a lot of Negro spirituals, or was it mostly?
It mostly was spirituals, all I know. Yeah. I didn't know no bad song.
Swing Low Sweet Chariot?
Yeah.
When you graduated from school, when you got out of school, was there any kind of work you could go into, or what did you do when you got out of school?
No, my daddy was a farmer. And they have school twice a year. They have school, we would go to school, you know, all through the winter months, and then he'd be out sometime in March, and then we'd be out help to farm in June or July. The school would go back up.
Mm-hmm.
It was a month at a time, a month and a half at a time, something like that. Yeah. And we'd pick cotton, whole cotton like that, you know, because the school would be out. That's the way they had it be.
Did you pick cotton?
Lord, yes.
What was it like to pick cotton? Was it hard?
He wasn't so very bad. I was a pretty good cotton picker. Most I picked was about 350 a day.
Are you kidding?
Mm. I had a sister pick 400 pounds a day.
I talked to a woman the other day. She said she couldn't pick 100 pounds. Oh. You picked 350 pounds?
When I first got married, me and my husband, wasn't nobody, me and him, we picked a bale of cotton in every 2 days.
Me and him both
were good pickers. Every 2 days, we pick a bale of cotton. Now, that's you know, that about, I don't know,
Did your back get tired?
Lord, yes. Mm-hmm. You fall on our knees and mm-hmm. everything else. We didn't take too many breaks. The break we take, we crawl on our knees, you know. Mm-hmm. Rest your back a little bit. And get up and go on out there.
That was hard work.
It was pretty hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my daddy was a farmer. He didn't. There was no way you would go out and get a job, of course. Now, when I was going to school, we had to, we'd get out pretty early, you know. And we could put out a washing from that to sundown.
After school was out.
Yeah, we had a little job. There's a professor, teacher, stayed in there. Are you familiar with South Union? South Union down here, going below Oakway. Is a professor. He had a bunch of children. He was a teacher and a preacher. And he had about 9 or 10 children. And mine, all of them was at home. And me and my sister, and sometimes my mother would help us. We put that washing out between 6 o'clock when we get off of school, you know, about 3:30. We put that washing out when the sun go down. We'd be done hung all them clothes up. Yeah, we had that little job, you know, after school. That's the only thing. That is times that we didn't have to go to the farm, you know. And now,
I suppose you always had a garden too.
Yes, my mother had. My daddy had a good garden back then. And they had wheat, you know, and corn and stuff like that. We didn't have to buy nothing much back them days.
Mm-hmm.
A little sugar and stuff like that. Right. So they had flour and corn meal. Mm-hmm. Raised their own hogs.
Right.
Live better then, you do now.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Did you do your own sewing too, make your own
clothes?
Yes,
my mama. And I had a sister that done a lot of sewing for us when we were girls coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned how to sew, and we do a lot of sewing for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of my sisters, you know, and one but under me, the baby. And she was visiting here last week.
Well, wasn't that good? Mm-hmm. But you enjoyed that?
I did, and just me and her living. All the 12 children are gone.
That's what happens, isn't it, when you get older? Do you remember anything about slavery at all? Was anybody talking about it in your family?
No, I don't know too much about that on my grandmother, Mama's mother. That's my mother up here.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother, she used to deal with us, you know, when I was a girl.
Can you remember anything they said about it or what it was like?
Oh, she was some mess, my grandmama was. She helped Mama raise the older children, and we, you know, come on later.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she got out from us. I said, when I got married, she was gone. Yeah, grandmother was a good old soul, though. Talked about, now she was back in the slavery time.
Mm-hmm.
There was 15 of them sisters and brothers.
Well,
her name was Laura Mance. She raised around Hotwell, Georgia. Now she could tell you a whole lot of stuff.
I'll bet. Can you remember anything she told you?
Well, when we girls coming up, she'd always tell us a lot what happened back in them days, you know, with her coming up, and they all split here and there. But she'd stay with Mama because, over there, because Mama, I think, had the most children, and all her books go stayed in Hartwell, Georgia. Hey.
Hi.
That's my grandson.
Hi.
Yeah, he used to talk about, I used to hear talk about the old slavery time whenever she was coming up. She said she remember when they come in, the soldiers come in and they had the, one of these houses built with a big hall, you know, and it wasn't closed in no way. You could just
go right through the whole thing.
Hole, you know, in the middle of it, you know.
Right.
Some high on this side and some on that side. Mm-hmm. And she said them soldiers, his daddy, her daddy had meat. And they heard that they was in the vicinity. They had meat to be buried and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So
said because they would come in and clean you out, don't leave you a bite or nothing. And she said that when they were, I remember her telling that. And you didn't give it up to them, they'd kill you. And she said that they tie, leave them, some of them tied up because they didn't tell the right thing,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go ahead and find stuff. And they caught you telling lies, they'd tie you up.
Yeah.
And some of them got killed, some didn't. They just that mean them folks.
That was the northern soldiers probably came down from the north.
That's right. Some veteran people.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember. I remember her telling that because me and her used to go fishing, you know. We went one time down on old Tigolo River down there, and she almost fell in that thing, too, because there was some trees on the side of that river, and she slipped and got her foot clear into the water. And I told her to grab that bush. And she grabbed that bush, and see, she's going to pull me over in that water.
Yeah,
but I told her to grab that bush, and I got her out. And that was a bad place. It's a river down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got out of there.
That was really smart. Don't take the bush, because that's what they do, is try to pull the other person in.
Yeah,
they get scared.
Mm-hmm. And when we got out of there, it was nearly dark, and we was about 7 miles from home. We had to walk in the dark. And we got water bound because the dam had, they let the dam down or something above it. And we got surrounded with water from in there. And we had to detour way around. We had 7 miles to walk home. And we coming on up through the woods and feeling our way home. And we met Mama and a bunch of men with lanterns and torches hauling out for us. They found us. I hollered back, I answered them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, just be quiet. The voice is this way. It's this way. They kept saying, you know. So when they found out we were safe, they just stood there at them torches and lanterns until we got to them.
Mm-hmm.
We see the lights.
Right.
It was dark. We come on. I never did go no more. Mama told us then, she said, I ain't gonna let y'all go nowhere else.
Yeah, I can see she's
because,
scared.
Because it's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch any fish?
Caught two.
Mm-hmm.
She had a fish. They call it a carp. It was white, no white.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a carp.
Mm-hmm.
And grandmama, she left Mama then because Mama wouldn't let me follow around.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of the children were gone. I was the last one got married. I was the last one.
How about funerals? Can you remember going to funerals when you were young?
When I was young.
Right.
Lord,
the old time funerals. Were they different than they are today? Or?
Yeah, they had funerals different back then than they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, you die at home, you stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And they make you caskets, you know. Wasn't no undertakers like embalming and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all that. And you'd have to stay at home. They'd call us up watching you and vet you and put you on clothes and lay you out on a board or something there
mm-hmm.
at the house. Next day, they buried. best they could. They'd carry in a wagon or whatever, truck or whatever. There wasn't no ambulance, you know. But
someone told me they put salt on their chest. Do you remember that at all?
Put salt on
their chest. Salt on the person who died, they put salt on their chest.
I never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Let's see.
What that salt for?
I don't know. I asked Sibler, Sarah Kibler, you know, told me that, and I tried to ask her about it, and her mind was going kind of bad, you know, and she couldn't explain it to me anymore. But she just told me that much about it.
I never heard of that. Have you, Mary?
I was about Grandma Brown. I was trying to tell.
Do you know Anna Brown? Did you ever know Anna Brown?
I just heard the name, but I didn't know.
You never did know. No. Now, what you say your name was?
Audrey Lawrence.
Lawrence.
I just moved down here from the north.
North.
About 7 years ago.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know. So, you wouldn't know about it.
No, I understand. She was trying. I was telling her something.